What's going on, Step Family? It's the Launch Morning Show. Bishop Al Morgan.
Pastor Yolanda Morgan.
Live in full effect in the studio, hoping that you're having a wonderful day so far.
Well, Bishop, it's a wonderful day for me. Hey, we are here celebrating with the Step Family, and we are so glad that you guys showed up this morning, because guess what? We're in the building. We are
in
here.
In the building.
Full effect, ready for you guys, and today is a day to celebrate, thanking God that He gave us another chance.
Yes, yes, yes. In my Biggie Small voice, give me one more chance.
He gave us one more chance.
And there's somebody that you tune in right now. We need to let you know that you should give God praise that He gave you one more chance. One more chance to get it right. One more chance to give Him praise. One more chance to bless someone else. And one more chance to have one more shot at living life to the fullest.
To the fullest, Bishop. And I hope people are out this week. It is after July the 4th, and it was hot, still hot. And I know that there's a lot of people that's out on vacation. And if you just by chance decided to log on at the beach, at the mall, wherever you are in the mountains, in Hawaii, wherever you decided to take vacation this week, we hope that you're listening. Be safe out there. Keep yourself hydrated and enjoy life. You get another chance to enjoy the fullness of God.
Listen, and while you're out and about, we want to invite you to the best place on the planet. Where can they find
us? Bishop, I love this place called Launch Ministries. And we are over in Rocky Mount.
Yes.
And if you're listening today, you get a chance to just drive by, stop in, and peek your head in and say, hey, I've been listening and would like to meet you guys in the form of Bishop Al and myself, Pastor Yolanda Morgan. But let me tell you where you can find us. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount. Yes, right there in Rocky Mount. And listen, there's some things that can be said about Rocky Mount, but I love Rocky Mount. Love it so much, Bishop, that we brought a place there and we can go and spend the weekends and just be there in case anything happens, anybody need us. So we are there in the city to serve that community.
Absolutely.
So if you need us, reach out to us, hit us up on any of our social media platforms. And if you would like to know what that is, you can go to our website at www.launchall.com. That means launch all. You can launch everything in your life. Launchall.org. Go there. You'll find our Facebook, our Instagram handles. Send us a message or just send us a message from the website.
Yes.
And we will respond.
And make sure, so Sunday morning services at 11:30 a.m. And when you go to that website that Pastor Lana just put out there, also go through and we ask that you go through, check out everything that's going on at the campus. And also, if you click on a tab, you'll see there's one tab that will show you all of the past messages and sermons and things like that. But if you go right over, it'll also show you how you can listen to previous radio shows. Maybe you missed us one week and you can go back and you can hear some of the previous shows. But you can also click on the Bible study link. Our Bible study is every Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. We do it virtually, so you can just go to the website, go to the link, and join us on Zoom where we actually discuss God's word. I promise you that your life won't be the same.
It will not. And we enjoy Bible study so much because it's an open platform.
Yeah.
And we get to ask questions and we get an understanding of the word. And I promise you, if you get an understanding, you will have a fulfilled life because you will know and understand all the promises of God. And there's so many that are due to you. And we do not want you to live a life of lack. Come out and join us, and we will sit down and part this word with you so that you can understand the word of God. Bishop, it has been wonderful just being here, and it's mid-year. Last month, yeah, we talked about
last couple shows,
all the things that you should be, you know, reminding yourself that you promised yourself.
Yes.
And so we did a mid-year going back to the beginning of the year and just making sure that you are recapping and going back to your notes and going back to your vision boards and going back to all the things that you said you wanted to happen for your life this year, 2026. We are halfway there. And so now we're advancing and we've done all the reminders and hopefully it got a few people on track and that they know where they're going and they don't have to auction off God's time at the end of the year.
And even in the reminder, what you did over the past couple of weeks was also not just remind us, but to keep us on track. See, every now and then you need to do an evaluation to make sure that you're on track to get to where you were called to be and where God called you to be. And sometimes we can get stagnant because we believe that being called is enough.
Yes, it's not.
And it's not enough.
It's not enough. And so today, Bishop, we're going to be talking about just led us right into that. Being called is just not enough. So today,
it's not enough.
We're going to be talking about step out and find out.
Step around and find out.
Step out and find out.
I like it.
Because we don't want to go into a regretful season. And this kind of goes into our mid-year recap and making sure that we're just staying on track. And I just want to tell Bishop Al Morgan, for the past few weeks, we have just been so busy.
It's been crazy.
It has been, with so many deaths and so many things going on. And we definitely need to send our condolences to Bishop Brown and the Columbia family in his passing. He was a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yes.
And we are going down this weekend to celebrate his life. And so to Robin and his daughter Nikki and all of them, if you are not familiar with Bishop Melvin Brown, he is a part of the Clark family. And we do send our condolences and our prayers to them. But yes. Bishop, we've been so busy. I just want to say to you, thank you. We've been on tour,
I knew you were going to say tour.
It seems like we've been on tour, but you've been doing a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job. And we've had so many assignments and we've been following you around the state and just making sure that you are sharing the word of God. And you've done a phenomenal job of that. Thank you so much for that. And all those that are listening, that get in their cars, drive, and be a part of the service when the bishop has an assignment. We appreciate you. And that's all of you guys at launch. Hey, cheers to you guys.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Yeah, Mike is going to give us some cheers and things.
Yeah, I just thank God to be a part of a community that supports each other. So, you know, last week they came out and supported me. It could be the previous month. Pastor Lana's going out. We're going out to support her. We have different entrepreneurs and business owners and people that are doing different things in the community, in our community, in the launch community, and we go out and support them.
Yes.
So I just thank God for being connected to people that don't mind taking time out of their busy lives to go and support other people. I want to remind people of one thing real quick, Pastor Lana, if I may, that God is always setting our lives up to turn what he gave us into a sacrifice.
Yes.
And there's somebody out there that you need to understand that what God blessed you with, you're supposed to be busy because he wants it to be a sacrifice. So sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice your time. You're going to have to sacrifice sleep to make sure that you're still in the places that God called you to be, because God didn't make you busy to give you an excuse not to be available.
Wow. That is so good, Bishop.
And we've been in this season where, and my condolences to you and your family too, babe, that, you know, the Mitchell family have been going through losses and things like that. And one thing that I've found out through loss is you can find out the best of people in the worst of times.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't realize what you need until people show up outside of being sacrifices. So you know that people are busy, and instead of giving an excuse for being busy, they show up anyway.
Yes.
And it changes everything. They don't have to have anything to say, because you need to know that your presence matters. So don't ever get to the place in God where you forget God.
Yes. That is so good, Bishop.
Yeah. And I just needed to say that, because there are a lot of people that are going through things, and it may not be a death. Sometimes it could be the death of a thing.
Yeah.
And people showing up makes a difference, because God uses people to bless us.
Yes. And I was going to say that, Bishop, don't forget God in this season. And don't forget your fellow man.
Yes.
Don't forget each other. People are really going through some times right now, some hard times, and tragedy is just seems like it just keeps coming. And just do not forget to reach out and let people know that you're thinking about them, that you're praying for them. Because sometimes we know that people are busy and we feel like, you know, that people just don't want to be bothered, but people do appreciate you.
Exactly. And remember that you should be those people that showed up when you were in need.
Yes.
And they put things on the side and they picked up the phone even though they were busy. And it doesn't take a minute to say, look, I was just thinking about you. I know that you're busy, those things, but those things go a long way.
Yes.
It's okay to call somebody and tell them that you were thinking about them and that you love them, even though they know it. Sometimes it's just good to hear.
It is really good to hear.
So I thank God for a community of people that understand that.
Yes, and I'm trying to do better about not just thinking about people. I'm trying to do better at least sending them a text and say, hey, you were on my mind and I'm just praying for you. Because, you know, people will call you and they say, oh, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
But it's so much better when it goes the other way.
And there's something that I started doing, and a lot of our people in the ministry will know that. So I started, when I think about people, instead of just sending a text message, I'll send an audio message.
Wow.
So they can hear your voice.
Wow.
Because there's some things that don't convey in a text that conveys in the sound of your voice.
Yes. Well, Bishop, I'm so glad to have your voice here today. Thank you so much for being our bishop. And today, again, we're going to be talking about Step Out and Find Out. This is just a brief follow-up to what we've been talking about mid-year. We're your lifestyle leaders, and we want to make sure that you are getting everything that you promised yourself. It's not anything that you promised to us, but it is what you promised yourself, your family, the things that you said you were going to do at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and the things that you said God said you were called
to do. God said this, that you... Now, see, and so we want to just make sure that we're pushing you out there to step out and to find out all the things that you're capable of doing. Do not live in regret.
Ooh,
so that's what we're going to be talking about today. So get yourselves together. Go ahead and get everything that you need for the next 15, 20 minutes.
Text somebody.
Let them know we are on. Get the groups going. Let everybody know, hey, I'm here. I woke up this morning. I thank God. And then tell them, now, after all your praise, make sure you log on and get some information that's going to change your life. We are your lifestyle leaders right here on Steph 98.1. Let everybody know they can log on to Stephanie Radio at stephanieradio.com. Send out a message and invite a friend. Tell them that there's something special on the radio for them this morning and tell them to join us on the Launch Morning Show. We'll be right back here in the next few minutes on Steph 98.1. It's your lifestyle leaders, Pastor Yolanda and Bishop Al Morgan. We are here on Steph Radio 98.1. We want to make sure we are inviting you out to Launch Ministries Global Campus. You can find us at 1101 West Haven Boulevard in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Please come out on Sunday mornings at 11:30 a.m. You can find us at www.launchall.org, where you can get all the information about what's going on at the campus. You can join us for Wednesday night Bible study. You can join us for our kingdom conferences. You can join us for the vaults. There's so much going on at the campus. Bishop Al Morgan,
make sure that you stay connected to all the wonderful things that are going on at the campus. And remember, Launch Ministries Global Campus, we're located in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Our service times are every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday night Bible study is virtually at 7:30 p.m. Listen, Launch Ministries Global Campus, where we love, lead, and launch you for God's purpose. We're super excited to make sure that you join us every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. for the midweek Launch Morning Show. Your guests are Bishop Al Morgan, Pastor Lana Morgan. We're your lifestyle leaders. We're super excited to be with you and look forward to spending every Wednesday morning with you.
We want to encourage you to step out of doubt and into faith right here on Steph Radio 98.1. Call a family, call a friend, and let them know. StephanieRadio.com. You can find your lifestyle leaders, Bishop Al Morgan and Pastor Yolanda Morgan, right here every Wednesday morning at 8:30 a.m. on Steph 98.1.
Step Family, we're back. It's the Launch Morning Show. We are back in the building, back from the break. Pastor Yolanda Morgan is in the building. Bishop Al Morgan here. Listen, I'm so excited. Did you say that we were going to do something different and step out and find out?
That's what we're going
to
do.
Y'all need you to get some clarity on that, because I, you know, that sounds very close to something else that people say.
Well, today we're going to step out and we're going to find out, because Bishop, sometimes we find ourselves living in a state of regret,
yes,
and disappointment, and it's things that we do to ourselves.
Wow.
That we are afraid to move in a direction of what could be our most prosperous time of our lives, and that just takes some faithfulness on our own part, because we make promises to ourselves, but then we don't take the steps to follow up to make sure that we're entering into our promised land.
Now, do you think that sometimes, because you use the word fear, and we know that the Bible says that spirit is, fear is actually a spirit and that it doesn't come from God. Mm-hmm. So do you think people's fear is rooted in the basis that the way that they thought it was going to happen isn't the way that it looks like? And because it doesn't look easy like we thought it was, then we don't move.
Right.
And we keep waiting for the easy thing to come. But the fact that it's tough, the fact that it's a difficulty, the fact that it's a storm is the proof that what God called us is going to come to pass. But we got to do something different and step out and find out.
Absolutely. And then we live in an unfulfilled time.
Wow.
Because we don't take the time to walk into the doors that just might open. Sometimes we're afraid to enter or even walk towards it because we're thinking, by the time I get there, they won't know who I am. They won't give me an opportunity. But if you just take the time to walk towards the things that you think you deserve, God might open that door for you.
Wow.
So we've got to get to a place where, even step by step, instead of living in disappointment,
yes,
and regret and regret,
uh-huh,
we should find ourselves walking towards the things that we are asking God for. Instead of standing still, we've got to stop that. We've got to stop standing still, and we've got to start taking steps. Now, I'm going to repeat that.
Say it again.
We've got to start taking steps towards the things that we promised ourselves.
Now, that's good, because, you know, church people are the biggest people that's always talking about how we're waiting on God,
mm-hmm,
as if God is late, when we're actually serving a God that's been waiting on us to move.
Yes. And waiting, and just sitting and waiting. What are you waiting for?
And we think that waiting spiritually means the same thing that it does when we use the word naturally. So we're waiting and we're not doing anything, when that's not what waiting on the Lord means. I'm going to keep doing what God called me to do, and I'm going to wait for what he said to manifest while I'm doing it. I'm not going to stand around and not do anything. So I'm going to keep working this thing. It's almost like being on a diet and working out. I'm going to wait until my body changes. But that doesn't mean not going to the gym. I'm going to keep working out. And in spite of the fact that I don't look different yet, if I keep working while waiting, I'll begin to see these changes in the mirror.
Yes. Yes. And most people think that just sitting here, being nonchalant about it,
yes,
that what you're asking God for is just going to fall out of the sky. But it doesn't.
No.
We've got to get up and we've got to work towards the things of God. Now, Bishop, the thing about this show, it sounds so elementary.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of the things of God is very elementary.
Yes, but people won't move even on the simplest things.
Right.
They find the greatest excuse. They find the biggest problem, and they've yet put their hands to solve either one of those.
So what you're just saying to me is, and what I'm hearing is that we don't have a step out and find out problem. It's what we step out on. So now people step out on fear all the time.
All of the time.
By not moving.
Yes.
People don't lack faith. It's what they have faith in.
Right.
So they have faith in the negativity that keeps them frozen and not doing, when I need to have faith in what God said in spite of what it looks like and keep moving anyway.
That is so good.
I see what you're doing, Pastor. Yeah, I like it.
So much faith in fear.
Yeah.
But we don't have faith in the promise. We don't have faith in the work. We don't have faith in the connecting with someone. We don't have faith waiting on the door to open. But we do have faith in the fear, the thing that we are afraid of. We do have faith in regret. because we keep staying in the same place and we don't even try. And then the regret starts mounting until now we have all these issues and we've spent more time building a mountain of lack than the mountain of promise.
And you keep saying this word promise. So while you were talking, I just looked on my phone and Googled. So the Bible, the Bible called Google says that there is a reference to or something directly associated to the promises of God, some 3,500 to almost 8,000 times that is mentioned or referred to in the Bible.
The thing that we don't read.
And the thing that we don't do.
Ooh, that goes hand in hand.
So that means that God gave us so many promises, spoke so many things over your lives that he kept, found it important enough to put it as one of the foundational principles in his word concerning you, but it's not in your daily activities of living.
Oh my goodness.
So you don't practice it daily. So you practice all the negative things daily. So you operate in fear daily.
Mm-hmm.
You operate in lack daily.
Yes.
And you do these things daily because that's what your eyes see. But those of us who have spent enough time with God, who have gone through the process, understands that I see by what he says.
Wow.
Not by what it looks like.
Not by what it looks like. That is so good. So Bishop, we will stand in the face of regret and never experience happiness.
Yes.
We'll never experience the joy of trying. So that's where we're coming from today. Step out and find out. I promise you that if you try, if you take, you know, old folks used to say, you take one step, God will take two. Now, why would we leave that alone? If I at least try, I got a God that I can depend on that's going to help me get to where I'm trying to go. But we never give God the opportunity because we stay on that. We're not even going to take the one step.
No, we don't have to because we're going to work God.
Yeah.
So I think people have the misconception of how the kingdom works. So during creation, 6 days, God created heavens and the earth and all those things. But the thing that he established was his word. So once his word is established, God doesn't have to perform anything. What he establishes performs what he said.
Oh my goodness.
So now the kingdom is waiting on me to respond. So it's waiting for me to do what God has already established his word to perform. And it can't perform it when I don't sound like what he established. Oh, mm. I'm preaching
really
real good
are.
This morning.
You really are.
And there's some of you that you've been, and I believe in speaking in tongues, all those things. And you've been bombarding heaven with a sound that doesn't sound like what he said. And expecting the heavens to open things up to you, but you don't sound like the sound that's required for what he said and he established to be released to us.
Wow. That's good word, Bishop.
It's crazy. And then and you're challenging us today, Pastor Linda, to step out and find out how God's kingdom really works, what God really said concerning us, what he really wants me to have, how he really wants me to treat people, how I really need to sacrifice, how I really need to love other people, not because they don't love me. That's not how this thing works. See, I'm not called to treat you the way you treat me. I'm not called to just because you didn't think it was important enough for you to show up, I'm still gonna show up for you. Yes. See, that's what we're called to do.
Yes.
And we can't be moved by the emotions of other people because it will move you from the place that God called you to be and will stop what God called to manifest in your life, not to manifest. And if you're not careful, you'll mess around and have a Jonah who's called but has decided he ain't gonna answer the call, and a storm show up in your life, and now you're throwing things overboard because another person wouldn't step out, because another person wouldn't do what God said, even though they know what God said, they know it's God's voice, but they told God no. And I'm here today to set some of you free from people that are in your life causing you to throw things overboard when they're the reason that the storm is there.
Wow. That's a good word, Bishop.
And I hope that I encourage those of you who know that you're being disobedient to turn back to God so you can have what he called you to have and stop spending your resources, stop using your social media pages to make it look like you're doing what he called you to do, even though you're not living the way that you should be so that you could have it.
That is so good.
Disobedience will always cause a deficit in your life.
Yes.
So now the millstone around your neck, all those things, you cannot be holy without being sanctified first. And you have to be sanctified, set apart. So God sets us apart as parts. So he separates my salvation from my flesh, and that he doesn't judge my flesh by my salvation or my salvation by my flesh. And see, some of you still worried about because a person was drinking something, but that God separates that through sanctification and knows that a person's still holy. So while you're trying to figure out what the person did on Saturday, I'm trying to figure out how in the world this person still showed up on Sunday in spite of what they did on Saturday. See, I understand that people aren't what they did on Saturday. It's the thing that keeps them coming to God that I'm looking at.
Oh, yes.
And that thing makes you holy.
It makes you holy. I thank God for every opportunity to come to him.
Yes.
Despite what I think about myself, I'm going to step out and I'm going to find out what God has for me.
And you've got a list of things, and I know I took us off track, but tell the people some of the things that you, because you got some phenomenal
Listen,
points.
But I just want people to understand, every try may not be positive. Don't get discouraged. Get back up and try it again.
David was on the run after he was called to be king. He was anointed by God to be king.
Yes.
And the person who he was supposed to replace and was supposed to train him was trying to kill him. And David is living in caves and is on the run. People are out trying to get him and looking for him. And all this happens before he ever takes the platform, before he ever becomes what God called him to be. This was part of the process.
It's part of the process.
And there's some of you that you understand that as far as being a leader, there's certain things that come along with being a leader. As a king, there's always somebody waiting to kill you. So God had to train him on what it is like to be a king, because you're going to have to be on the run. You got to be on the lookout. You got to be able to discern people and know that everybody that's sitting at your table ain't for you, and that you can't eat everything that everybody presents to you. So those bad things are part of the good things.
It's a part of the process. But you've got to get up and you've got to move. You've got to move. So this word today is for you to get up, start moving, and find out what God has for you.
This is good, Pastor Lynn, because God is always moving you into the place that he provided for you.
Yes.
So there's a reason why he allowed Pharaoh and his army to pursue the children of God while they were being led out of captivity, but he didn't let them get close enough to hold them captive. Yes. See, you got to have an adversary that will push you into provision so that going back is not an option for you.
It's not an option for us. It's never going to be an option for us. And we're going to pray right there. God, we thank you for every opportunity to open our heart, our mind, and our substance for your will. Lord, for every door that you're about to open, for every time that you guide us to the right place of where we're supposed to be, God, we thank you for it, and we say amen right
amen,
there.
Amen, amen.
Lord, thank you for allowing us today just to have this word to encourage somebody to step out and to find out.
Thank you for allowing God to use you.
Absolutely.
Because this topic is phenomenal.
It is, and we may have to come back and revisit it again next week, because somebody's going to stay stuck right there, and we want you to get up and we want you to move. Bishop, my word for today.
Here we go.
People who live right never get left. Do not get left in this season. This is the season.
This is just me tapping the microphone. Is this on? Can y'all hear me?
This is the
season. Did y'all hear what she said?
This is the season for you to
say
live
it one more
right.
time.
People who live right never get left. This is our season. Hey, we can't wait. We are about to take our Kingdom Conference to Tennessee with our children.
Yes.
So if you are in need of a family and a group and a community, we want to invite you one more time out to Launch Ministries Global Campus. It's not too late for you to be a part of anything that we're doing. Make sure you come out, introduce yourselves, and let Bishop Al Morgan know, who, by the way, is a phenomenal bishop. He will take the time to talk to you and help you through your processes. And you can introduce yourself to myself. Pastor Yolanda Morgan. We have so enjoyed our time this morning. Please meet us back here next week at the same place, same time, right here on Steph 98.1. 98.1.